This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad you are with us. We have got a great guest to kick off today's show, and I don't want to waste any more time. We're going to go right to the phones and kick it off with Eric Gillespie. Eric is with Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and he runs their Bort Canine Academy there. And they do everything. They do boarding and take care of your animals, of course, on the medical side. And we're going to get into all that in just a moment. But, Eric, hey, man, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing really good.
Well, good. And, man, I want to do this way more than we're doing it, because I think this is a really, really important topic. And I've even seen some things in our little neighborhood app there in Highlands Ranch. And as late as last night, someone posted something about training. And so I put on there Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center and see Eric. So
thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about, first of all, I mean, I don't know of any other state that's probably has more dogs than our state. I mean, boy, you see them everywhere you go. So, and I'm glad of that. I'm a huge dog lover myself. So, but let's talk about maybe for people, you know, before we get into training them, just say, hey, if you're thinking about getting a pet, here are some things to consider. Because, you know, it drives me crazy sometimes when I see people, and I've had a few even friends of mine that have bought, you know, maybe a dog, a breed that's known for hunting and all that stuff, but that's not their intention, or they don't do that with the dog. And, you know, it's not really fair to the dog. So kind of talk about just the thought process of, hey, you think about getting the dog, new puppy, older dog, whatever, you need to think about a few things.
Sure. You know, I think understanding your lifestyle and understanding what you want out of the dog and how much time you can commit to your dog, I think, and keeping things reasonable, exercise is so key in having a great relationship with your dog.
Yep.
And if we can keep them tired, but keep them tired in a way that makes it okay for the owners, so it's not a huge time suck for them. One way that I do it is a flirt pole. It's just a long stick with a toy tied on the end of it, and you play with them like a giant cat. But back to the original question of, you know, what should people think about before getting dogs? A lot of times, dogs that we had when we were younger, that breed isn't quite the same as we had when we have now. For instance, Labs have changed quite a bit. They used to be a really mellow dog, and then a lot of hunters were really enjoying Labs and started to breed them to be a little more energetic. And now we have a Lab that's pretty darn excitable, and it requires a little bit more exercise and stimulation, you know. A lot of times we want to make sure that the stimulation comes from people and not necessarily other dogs. We do have quite a big problem of leash aggression in this country.
Yep.
And part of the reason we have so many dogs who are leash reactive is because we kind of quit playing with them as humans and we expected them to play with other dogs.
Yeah, right. Eric Gillespie is with us once again, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and you've heard them on our show for several years, and we have been using them for about 13 or 14 years with our pets, and just a great, great place that you can trust, LoneTreeVet.com. They're located 8681 East Lincoln Avenue. Their number is 303-708-8050, 303-708-8050. So now, I assume most people, when they come in and they inquire about your portion of this with the training, they say, you know, I'm frustrated. I've tried to do a lot of things. So what are the most common mistakes that people make?
Not saying the word good enough. I think we need to understand what our secondary reinforcer is, and the word good is what we use typically in our style of training. Telling your dog when they're doing it right is so much more important than telling your dog when they're doing it wrong. Dogs only understand attention that they're getting for the behavior they're doing at the time. For instance, if your dog jumps on you and you tell them off and pet them, a lot of times they think that that's what you want.
Yeah.
Even more so, we might be naming the behavior. So I think a lot of times when people come in and are frustrated, the real solution to the problem is trying to figure out what the dog is actually doing right, and also to try to figure out how to make sure that that dog repeats that behavior. And that's when a lot of positive reinforcement style training really comes into play.
Sure. And a lot of times you'll see even some TV shows we see. I know our Golden is, you know, very food motivated and treat motivated. Uh-huh. So do you do that a lot of times too, if you're working with them, hand them a little something?
one of the things that is a very common myth in dog training is that if you use food, you're always going to have to use food. One of the key elements of dog training is to use food properly. For instance, first we would use food to lure a dog into a behavior or get them to do something. That's step one. And then we switch to making sure that we're rewarding the dog after they do that behavior. That's step two. And then we start to make sure that we're really random about when we reinforce and how much we reinforce. The idea is that a fixed schedule of reinforcement is great for teaching a dog a new behavior, meaning sit and you get one treat. But a random schedule of reinforcement or a variable schedule of reinforcement is really going to be a slot machine style of training. Once the dog learns a behavior, if you switch to just rewarding them a little bit at a time and then sometimes they get a jackpot, that behavior becomes much stronger. So I think it's quite a myth that using food is cheating, so to speak. It's not. It's a really useful tool in training your dog.
Right. Now, what age? I mean, you know, I kind of equate this to kids. You know, a lot of times I say, hey, certain years in a child, you know, from that 3 to 6 years old, man, after 7 or 8, they've already got their behaviors made up. So what kind of age? I mean, we get a new puppy, and usually that's around that 8 to 10 week period. When should they bring them to you?
I think bringing them in for the training pretty quickly is a great idea. So 12 weeks, I think, is fine to have them in classes. The point being is we really want to make sure we take advantage of that young mind and make sure that the socialization is with people as well as dogs. But we get them lots of positive experiences around people. In regards to, you know, how old before they really start understanding training, I think retention really begins to become strong at about 14 weeks.
Okay.
I've seen lots of dogs learn great stuff at 14 weeks and really retain that information throughout their life.
Now, let's talk about the kind of classes you do. I know you do. You have several types. So what's kind of that beginning, intermediate,
sure,
and then, you know, something that maybe you do a little longer term?
Sure. I have a perfect puppy class, and my perfect puppy class is for puppies under 6 months. Once they graduate, and that is an AKC Star Puppy Program class, so it's by AKC. So they'll get a title when they get done with that class. The next class is Companion Dog Essentials, and that's building on the puppy class, but more importantly, it's just the basic behaviors that we're trying to get our dogs to do. So sit, down, walking on a leash, come here, leave it, waiting at doors, stuff like that. And then after they pass that Companion Dog Essentials, there's a few different avenues they can go. I am a canine life and social skills evaluator. So we could do the canine life and social skills training. And that's offered by AKC, and that is also a titled class. I'm an evaluator for that. So we could do the AKC CG or class program. We could do a canine good citizen class, and that is offered by AKC, and it is a titled class as well. And then I have some fun classes. So I do a parkour class, and that is street agility. We walk around the neighborhoods, teach our dogs to jump up on boulders and rocks and go under picnic benches and go down slides and have a good time with them. Wow. And then I have an agility for fun. That is just for fun, and that is usually in the middle of the summer and the middle of the winter, so we can do that inside. And then I have a Companion Dog Essentials 2 class. And that's a pretty popular class. I've been offering it for quite some time. You've probably even seen me over at Cabela's with
that class. Oh, man, I've seen you a lot of times. Yeah.
We take those classes everywhere. So sometimes we'll go to Cabela's, sometimes we'll go to the Bluffs, sometimes we'll go to Aspen Grove, really wherever the class wants to get their dogs and take them to socialize them and getting them around other people and dogs and performing those behaviors.
Right. And, you know, I've got one of your brochures here, and it looks like all these different things that you've talked about, I mean, everything's less than, you know, $150, and some of these are 5 week, 6 week courses. And I mean, to get your level, and so I'll brag on you, but I mean, your level of training and your expertise for that amount of money, I mean, I was honestly expecting it to be $500 or $600. And I mean,
we keep it that way. My boss, Nancy Moyle, is very, very big on making sure that our classes are affordable and that people can take them. We want people to have well-trained dogs. We believe that that's one of the best ways to give a dog a great life.
Absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is Eric Gillespie, and he is with Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and he runs their Canine Academy. So if you are looking to help get your dog some training, I promise you, no matter what level you want to get into, this is a place you can just walk in, see Eric, and he'll get with you and find out the best ones that would be best for you and your pet. Their number is 303-708-8050. And once again, they're located at 8681 East at Lincoln Avenue. They're in Lone Tree. Now, you talked about the agility one and being out on the street. Let me ask you this. My wife and I were just in Seattle this last week for a wedding, and we were watching a baseball game of our nephew at a park, and there's this track. Well, this guy's riding his bike, and then he's got his dog on a leash, and he's riding the bike around the whole track. Well, after about the third time, the dog's tongue is hanging out the side of his mouth and all the different things. Sometimes I don't think we think as the parent, so to speak, of, hey, you're riding a bike or you're jogging or you're walking. That dog is not built like us. I mean, what are some tips just to say, you know, think of your pet and them being hydrated and not doing that too much?
I agree. It depends on the dog, too. Yeah. Two of the dogs I have right now, Knuckles and Kitty, they're both pit bulls and they're both weight pull dogs. They love to pull weight. Knuckles loves to go for bicycle rides with my wife, and she has an attachment that fits on the hub of the bike so that Knuckles can't really pull her over. Now, she started running Knuckles a couple blocks at a time, and she slowly worked up to the point where they go about a mile.
Right.
But, boy, Knuckles loves it. So I think it kind of boils down to the dog. Making sure the dog's well hydrated and making sure the dog really wants to keep doing it is super important. Water breaks, making sure you're not doing it when it's really hot out, and not overdoing it. Like I say, with Knuckles, we only run at the very most a mile or so.
Okay, good deal. Well, once again, Eric, I want to do this more often with you. A lot of great topics to talk about, and so, man, we appreciate all the good information, and thank you guys and boy, Nancy for just your partnership with us here on our show.
Oh, my pleasure. It's
and,
great.
Yeah, man, I tell you, we love you guys. And, I can bring Roxy, our golden retriever, there. And,
she
goes right behind the counter, just acts like it.
She kind of owns the place.
Yeah, and, you know, the boarding that you guys offer. And then you've got the medical side. I mean, that's what I like. I mean, everything that you need for your pet is right there under one roof. And I think that's a great. And not only convenience, you guys are open on Sundays, too, if you do the boarding.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's a great place.
I'm very proud to work here.
I bet, man, for sure. Hey, real quick before we end, July 4th is going to be around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, fireworks. And that is I'm going to get you back on to talk about that a little bit.
Love you.
What are just a couple of tips on that, man, to be with our dogs and yet, you know, not put them in situations because a lot of them will bolt.
Yeah. Start now. That's the big thing. So my big suggestion with technology the way it is right now, we have some useful tools that we're not even using. One suggestion is download the sound of fireworks and change your phone ring to fireworks. Change your email notification to fireworks. Change your text message notification to fireworks. So when these fireworks go off, your dog's, it's obviously not going to be as loud as the real fireworks. They're going to see you walk to their phone. So pretty soon, fireworks are just going to mean that you're going to walk to their phone. If we can desensitize them pretty quickly to the sound of fireworks, and starting now would be the big suggestion, it won't be so stressful when it finally does happen.
Okay, cool. And like I say, I want to get you back on to talk about that a little bit more. But give Eric a call. Let him know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. 303-708-8050, LoneTreeVet.com. I promise you, folks. This is a place that you can trust. We've trusted with our pets for, like I say, 13, 14 years, and our pets love it, and we love knowing that they get taken care of at the very best. So thank you so much. All right, Eric, I'll be in touch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us once again, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, we've got an exciting weekend coming up for you here. We have a gun shop auction coming up with our good friend from Shooting Shop South. Dave is with us, and Dave, we'll get into your retirement plans here soon. But first of all, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. And you, Scott?
It's great to see you. And again, this is a great shop, and if you've been around Denver area any length of time and you're in the outdoors and firearms, you know the name, Shooting Shop South. And they are located at 5827 South Rapp Street in Littleton. And we'll give you some details here in just a moment, but we also wanted to bring on from Colorado Estate Auctions and Realty, Jeff Vaughn. So, Jeff, hey, man, you're going to be heading this up. How are you, bud?
Hey, good morning. 25, now 30. I'm 30 here to 35. I'm 35, I'm 40 here to 5. I'm excited. We're doing an auction Saturday. It's going to be a great time.
All right, man. We're looking forward to it. And you know what? Just let people know, there's a big deal to this auctioneering thing. I mean, I know several guys that do it, and with a lot of the events we do and everything. But, I mean, there's a lot of pride in what you guys do and how you go about your business, isn't there, in the auctioneering world?
There's no doubt about it. It's definitely my first love. I grew up in this business. My dad and my brothers were all auctioneers, and I sold my first item, which was a rocking horse, at live auction when I was 5. And so I've been doing this my whole life.
Wow, cool. All right, Dave, so here we got Shooting Shop South. You have owned this store about how long now?
I've owned it since 2004.
2004, wow.
Yeah, it's been in business since 1982 as Shooting Shop South. Before that, it was Littleton Guns.
Okay.
And then developed into Shooting Shop South. And if anybody remembers Ward Shooting Shop that was up north, they were kind of a sister store with Shooting Shop South. And, of course, that provided a lot of convenience for inventory purchasing and things. Of course, Ward's went out of business. And later on in 2004, I bought it from Corky Mader. He was the owner. And from there, it's my history until now.
Wow. Well, cool. And you and I were kind of talking. It's always exciting to look at retirement, but you've also put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into something. It's, sometimes it's hard to let go, too.
Oh, yeah. We've survived the political atmospheres
through
the years and the binge buying by consumers and still survived. We did quite well.
Right. And, Jeff, my understanding is from talking with Dave here a little bit the other day at his shop and this morning, he has instructed you to sell it all.
That's right. That's right. And quite a big inventory. I mean, along with all the guns that he's selling and some of those out of his personal collection as well, but a lot of long guns and a lot of handguns, well over 100. And so it'll be a full-day auction on Saturday, June 8th. We're going to have a big tent in the parking lot, and we'll be selling all day. We'll start at 10 a.m. sharp, and we'll go fast and furious until we're done.
All right. So, again, this will be June 8th at 10 a.m. is when the auction itself will start, and this will be at Shootin' Shop South, 5827 South Rapp Street in Littleton. And but you're also got a couple of ways people can kind of get a sneak preview of what's happening, too.
You bet. We're loading more information and photos on the website at all time. My website is www.coloradoauctionsandrealty.com, and you can see more information about the auction. You can also register on that website with your basic information, so that morning when you're signing up for a bidder number, that process will go a little bit faster. We'd ask our customers if they can pay cash, would be great, and if not, they can pay with their card. Of course, anyone who buys a gun will be having to go through a background check before they can take that home, but it's going to be a busy day for sure.
Absolutely. So, again, that website, coloradoauctionsandrealty.com. You can go on, check out. They're going to be loading things from now until Saturday on there, so you want to check back on that several times, probably throughout the day even. And main thing is you can register there, and that'll cut out some of the red tape, so to speak, at the auction itself if you're already pre-registered. And if you've got questions about this, you can call Jeff directly. Again, Jeff's going to be the auctioneer handling this. His number is 719-201-4562, 719-201-4562. And by the way, if you're a company out there and looking for a good auctioneer, I'm telling you, we haven't really worked with Jeff, but I've been to some of the events that he has been the auctioneer, a National Wild Turkey and all, and does a terrific job. So hope you can come out and see us for this. Now, Jeff, you mentioned something, and you know, some people may be familiar with auctions, some not, but you say, in the auctioneering world, sometimes there's a term where there's a buyer's premium. Explain that, and then the good part, we're not having it.
Sure. People who go to a lot of auctions may have seen this, and this is usually a percentage charged by the auction company to the buyer above and beyond what they purchase. Now, I've had a lot of questions asked this week if they were going to charge a buyer's premium to participate in the auction, and that's not the case. Of course, you have to pay sales tax, but there's no buyer's premium. So the price that you bid on at the auction, the highest bid that you win the item on, will be exactly what you pay plus sales tax. So there's no need to worry about that. And I might also mention that the best time to preview everything is Saturday morning. And we'll have a whole crew putting things in the tent Saturday morning at 6 a.m. If there's something you need to know specifically or a gun you need to look at specifically, you can come by Thursday or Friday as we're working in the shop. We're closed. But you can come in and look around for a few minutes, and it'll be a little hectic and busy, but you're more than welcome to come by and look a little bit and ask questions if need be on Thursday and Friday. But definitely Saturday morning, bright and early, everyone will be there ready to go.
All right. Bring your trucks, trailers, whatever, because, Dave, you've got a lot of shelving. You've got a lot of different display cases that may be good for some other businesses.
Yeah, we when we first had to reorganize, we had to move off of Main Street in Littleton. And I found a nice building on Rapp Street. It's virtually a vault in itself. But we did buy some new shelving, but we did buy some antique stuff that came out of some of the old department stores downtown, jewelry cases and things like that that are really interesting in just the fact of where they came and their construction. And lots of shelving.
Okay.
Bins that we've had to store our primers and powders in, and you know, some furnishings, things like that. But pictures, wall hangings, stuffed animals,
everything,
antlers,
right?
The dust on the floor. If you want to buy that, you can have that.
Go ahead, Jeff.
But also, they have a big storage container outside. It's a 10 by 24 lockdown type storage container. There's a metal lathe that we're going to sell, and you can see photographs of that on the website and the storage container. And that's also things that maybe you wouldn't expect to see at a gun shop auction, but because we're doing a total liquidation, those things will be available as well.
Sure. No, I mean, I've been in that container. Dave showed me that before, and that's a heck of a deal right there, and there's power to it. I mean, electrical things already ready to go with that. So that's a pretty cool thing for someone that's got some room to store that. Yeah. Well, once again, this will be at Shooting Shop South Saturday, June the 8th. The action will start at 10 a.m., but the doors will open at 6 a.m., and you can come by and preview. You want to go to the website, pre-register, check it all out. It's ColoradoAuctionsAndRealty.com. And again, if you've got questions for Jeff, you can call him directly, 719-201-4562, 719-201-4562. And as Jeff mentioned, hey, cash is always best, all right? We take cash with two forms of ID, right, Dave?
That's right.
And but really, cash will work. If not, of course, they will take your cards. And that, and the address, once again, is 5827 South Rapp Street in Littleton. And if you know that area, parking, it's going to get jammed up there. So get there early, and there'll be a big tent set up. And it's going to be a great, great day and a chance probably for you to pick up some good deals. And, I mean, you got a lot of ammo, too, Dave.
Lots of ammo left. Lots of test ammo and things like that I would say, historical-type boxes. And in some cases, the boxes are actually worth more than the ammo. But all that will be out on the viewing. Reloading supplies, we have a lot of pre-owned presses.
Okay.
And dies and things that are just, you know, it's the some of the odd stuff that nobody buys anymore.
Right. Now, what is your last day to stop selling to prepare for the auction? I mean, can people come in, this week?
Well, people can come in. Hopefully that, we'll be able to handle all that with the organization of getting everything set up for the tent. But, people are more than welcome to come in.
Okay.
There's, of course, customers that will be needing to pick up repaired rifles.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that from your gunsmith there.
And if they come to the store to get their repaired gun, please, if the door is locked, just dial call the store number at 303-798-6792, and we'll unlock the door for you, or just come up to the door and pound real hard.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, Jeff, hey, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we know you're going to do a great job there, and we are looking forward to seeing you out there. And folks, get out there early. I'm telling you, you want to take a look. Dave is a terrific shop there. A lot of great buys are going to be happening, but you got to get there early. Get on that website, check it out, register, ColoradoAuctionsAndRealty.com. And once again, Jeff's number, our auctioneer, if you've got questions, 719-201-4562. 5827 South Rapp Street in Littleton. Don't miss it. Jeff, thank you very much, sir, and we appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right. Again, that's Jeff Vaughn. And if you are a company out there and you're looking for maybe a fundraiser that you're doing, you're looking for a good auctioneer, I promise you Jeff will do you a great job. And once again, you can reach him at that same number we gave out, 719-201-4562. So, Dave, about a minute left here. Any closing words or just customers that have been shopping with you for all these years?
Well, yes. I thought about this last night, thinking about all the past and all the people that have supported my store, all the wonderful people I've met have been customers. And even the ones that, came in for information, shared their information that we could pass on to other customers. And that was one of the selling points of the store, is that it was a good center for firearm information, reloading information, black powder information. And I really do appreciate all those people that that did support me and that I've met. I'm going to miss that.
Right.
I'm going to miss the store. The business of doing business, I will not. But all those people, again, I want to extend a very heartfelt thank you for your support through the years.
Well, good. And you've done a great job there and always had a great reputation here in the Denver area, the way you handle your business. So we appreciate it. And we'll miss stopping in and seeing you as well. So we'll have to figure out something else there to do that.
Maybe we can reestablish the Liars Club at some coffee shop.
Okay. And,
you know, once a month.
All right, good deal. Well, once again, get by and see us Saturday, June 8th, 10 a.m. That's when the action is going to start. But you can get by at 6 a.m. and take a pre-look at what all is going to be happening. And, folks, when we talk about a wall-to-wall sale, we're talking about wall-to-wall and everything in between. And he's going to have over 100-plus guns. This isn't 10 or 12 guns we're selling. We've got 100-plus guns and entire store inventory. 5827 South Rapp Street in Littleton. That, once again, that website, check it out, coloradoauctionsandrealty.com. And you can go on there and register and check out some of the items. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Who doesn't want to own their home faster? Can it be done without paying more money? Absolutely. Here's how. Quit paying compound interest. If you borrow $400,000 at 4.25%, you will pay back over $708,000. That's over $308,000 in compound interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We're hosting another educational seminar at Memory Lane Museum, Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. Join us for dinner and a walk through the 50s and the 60s with cars, motorcycles, old-fashioned diner, and more. To reserve your seats, go to aimortgage.com/events. Let us show you how simple interest will save you thousands in excess interest while giving you the ability to access your equity when you need it. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and join us for dinner Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Memory Lane Museum. Go to aimortgage.com/events to reserve your seats. Keep more of your money. 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Mosquito season is upon us. Don't let mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your summer activities in your yard. At Mosquito Authority, their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Did you know that when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections to your furry friend? For new customers, take advantage of the Memorial Day offer. Two treatments for $105, which is a $150 value running now through Saturday, May 25th. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
After an accident, think about flesh and back law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And we're going to be announcing something here over the next few weeks, but just to tease it a little bit, we've had a thing for seniors that we have tried to really help with seniors, and we're going to be doing some more with that. And really, it helps out caregivers as well. And so if you're taking care of parents, grandparents, loved ones, this is going to be called Referrals for Seniors. Very simple. And we'll be doing our normal checks on companies before they come on and all that, but we're going to be helping out a lot in that area as well. Well, glad to have on the show today Mark Griffith. Mark is going to be a new host here on KLZ 560, and his show will begin next Tuesday, and we'll be following Haystack Help on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So with that, we'll welcome Mark Griffith. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks, Scott, for having me on.
Well, good, man. So what do you want the listening audience to know about Mark Griffith?
Well, I don't know that they need to know all that much about me. I'm not that interesting, but I think I have interesting things to say and comment about. I'm concerned that what was a cultural drift 20 or 30 years ago has become a precipitous, more than just a decline. We're in a spaceship running our civilization right into the ground. And I want to do whatever I can to help arrest that decline. And I believe that for Western civilization, especially here in the United States, but in Western Europe too and other places around the globe, we have to return to our Judeo-Christian roots and foundation. I believe, like Ben Shapiro has written a fine book that addresses this directly. It's called The Right Side of History. I'd recommend your listeners go out and grab it. It's a great book. But he talks about how Western civilization is a bridge, and there are two supports for that bridge. One is Jerusalem and one is Athens. And we have to have that revelation part of that we got through the Bible and the Judeo-Christian order, but also the demos, the democracy that came out of Athens, and then the Republic of Rome, and how it was all brought to basically Scotland in the 15th and 16th centuries, 17th centuries, and those folks, John Stuart Mill and others of that era, we were lucky enough here in America to be the recipients of that, I guess, a miracle marriage that we are now, I'm afraid, wasting. And so I want to talk about current events. I want to talk about what's going on, but I'm not just going to carp about what happened today. I want to try to tie it into a bigger picture, I guess.
Right. So it'll be some political things as well as non-political as well.
Right. Culture, politics, economics, human behavior. I mean, what's more interesting than human behavior? A lot of people, when they think of economics, they think numbers. And economics is actually the study of human behavior. And it's terribly interesting. And if we pay attention and use wisdom, we can learn from others' mistakes. I always joke with my kids that a wise person isn't just someone who learns from their own mistakes. A really wise person learns from other people's mistakes,
sure,
not trying to reinvent the wheel. So at the bottom line, this show's going to be interesting. There'll never be a dull moment. We're going to take lots of calls. If someone has a challenge to my views, they'll go to the front of the line because we want to have different viewpoints. We're going to talk about our sponsors. I'm excited to have sponsors coming on board right out of the chute.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it'll be fun. Well, again, this will start next Tuesday following Haystack Help, and this will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. And now you thought long and hard about the name of the show. The Mark Griffith Show.
Yeah, it was a tough one. And I appreciate you playing my theme music there. We're gonna open with "Only in America" by Brooks and Dunn, because really, there are so many things that happen only in America. This is a wonderful place,
sure.
And we drive around and we take for granted what the rest of the world, they can't even dream of what we have. that, you know, there are 7.5 billion people in this world, and 6 billion of them, they don't even know, they couldn't imagine what we're looking at outside the studio window right now.
Sure.
It's a great place, it's a great idea. You know, America is the only country founded on ideas, mm-hmm. not on an ethnicity, not on a religion, not on a piece of ground. Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about you and how long you've been in Colorado. I mean, because I'm sure you'll be talking about some national things, but probably things happening within our state and our government here and all. So tell us a little about your background and where you've been from. And
well, I'm a native Mississippian, born in Mississippi, was raised from my third grade through college in Oklahoma. So my formative years were in Oklahoma. But I've been in Colorado since 1983, came here in January. I always like to say I came the spring that they traded for Elway. So I kind of decided to become a Bronco fan. I got to see him play in college at OU, and OU was a 25-point favorite, and he came in as a sophomore at Stanford and whipped that ball around, and Stanford walked off with a win. It was my first time to watch OU play. I'm a huge Sooner fan.
Well, we'll forgive you for that.
Yeah, okay. I'll never overcome that background. So I've been here 36 years, live out in Parker, raised 5 kids here. I like Colorado. I'm worried about what it's fast becoming with the recent legislation that's been passed and signed into law by the governor. Some fairly radical changes that I'm afraid are going to have huge impacts on us that people aren't aware of.
Yep.
But as H.L. Mencken said, the American voter is going to get what they want, and they're going to get it good and hard. And I'm afraid that that's what we're getting in Colorado right now.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, welcome to the team. We look forward to your show. And so I hope all of our listeners will stay tuned.
I'm excited to follow your show.
Every day, but especially
you've got
Tuesday, Wednesday.
You've got a successful show, so I'm hoping your listeners will stick around and hear what I have to say, and we'll make it work.
All right. The Mark Griffith Show, debuting next Tuesday, following Haystack Help from 1 to 2 p.m. That will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. And again, we want to thank everyone for being with us today. Glad to have in studio our good friend Alan Stack from Stack Optical. As I say in our advertising, at Stack Optical, you will see the difference. And I'm telling you, Alan's been taking care of my eyes. And I know Victoria's been there for eye exam, Kevin Flesh. And Alan, first of all, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott.
And we have no HIPAA laws here, so don't worry. Okay. But Kevin had his daughter in, and they got it fixed up. So I tell you, eyesight is, you know, when you stop and think about it, if you had to lose, man, eyesight is a precious thing to all of us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just coming in for that eye exam, just let the doctor check over the general health of the eye.
Sure. Now, it's been what? Coming up on 2 years now?
Yeah, it'll be 2 years in July. We've been in our new location.
Okay, and boy, it's been great. And I tell you, I think a big thing people gotta love is just the ease of getting there and just the parking. Is, I mean, they're 10 feet from the door.
That was probably the number one thing I looked for when we found out we had to move, was to find a place that had parking right out front.
Right. And that address is 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And right in a big shopping center. And again, very, very easy, convenient, free parking. You got to watch that now. A lot of places you go to want to charge you, and but it is free parking. And Alan mentioned eye exam, so let's start there. And I was reading, you know, in January, I think it was a specific month, like glaucoma or something.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a lot of different diseases kind of that we don't really think about till somebody in your family it hits or it hits you. But you can catch, maybe, hopefully,
a lot of these very early
in the eye exam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like glaucoma. You want to check those pressures. He does that. And then also with the macular degeneration, you know, you can see early signs of that and get treated for it. So it's very important to come in for that annual eye exam.
Right. And you hear cataracts a lot of times. I had somebody just ask me that day, and they go, what is cataracts? I mean, what is it?
Well, it's the yellowing of the crystalline lens. That's the lens that we use inside the eye. You've got the cornea, and then after the cornea, you go through the pupil, and you've got the crystalline lens in there. And over time, that starts to get a little cloudy, and that's the cataract.
Okay.
And then they'll go in and replace that lens and put an artificial lens in there. And it's a very successful surgery, so yeah. Nothing to be stressing about.
Okay, and that's been around forever, too.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And do you have folks like that when people need that and your doctor says that you've got people that you refer to?
Yeah, we have ophthalmologists referred to, yes.
Okay, good. Their number is 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And we mentioned that eye exam, and I'm telling you, Alan, everybody that we send there, and of course, me knowing myself, this is a very thorough eye exam, and what I like by a doctor, I mean, I've had people that have told me, wow, went by a box store and don't know what the person's degree of expertise was there.
But he's been doing it for 35, 40 years.
I want to see a doctor.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's really good. Now, we talked about repairs a little bit before the show, and you said, boy, you get a lot of people that stop in for that. And so I think some people may think, hey, what happens if my lens cracks? That's a repair. I mean, what all do people come in for?
Yeah, there's the simple repairs, you know, like the nose pad falls off or the lens falls out and that kind of stuff and needs a new screw. But I also, you know, people come in and the frame's broken. Well, there's a lot of metal frames. I have a micro torch that I can weld and make them almost as good as new. And then also, if it can't be repaired, I can take those lenses and actually edge them into another frame. That's what we do there. We're opticians.
Right.
So a lot of places won't do that. They will not take the old lens and re-edge them into another frame. That we will do.
Sure. Well, you've been doing it since, what, 1968?
Well, that's when Dad opened up. Wow. I've been doing it since the late 70s.
Wow. So, and it's really, truly one of the last family-owned, optician-owned, around, right?
Yeah, in Denver, for sure.
Absolutely. Again, Alan Stack is our guest. Stack Optical is the company. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. And I want to talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And, you know, we have you on our Haystack show and on Sportsman of Colorado. And so I just think this is such an important thing with eyesight and people taking care of their eyes. But the Stack Sports Pack, boy, it's got to be one of the greatest things over the last few years since we've been doing shows together that really do enhance your activity in the outdoors.
Yeah, and I'm constantly looking for, you know, new frames and so forth. But, boy, this frame has really been a staple because it's so easy to change out the lenses. The frame itself can be adjusted in the field. You don't have to bring it in. You can, you know, manipulate the nose pads yourself, manipulate the temples yourself, and change out the lenses. So if you're going shooting, you can put your shooting lens in there, and then let's say you're going to go golfing, you change that lens out and put a golfing lens in there. It's very versatile.
Because the weather can change from hole to hole when we're playing golf, right? I mean, we've all seen it where it's bright, and then all of a sudden, man, a storm may move in and get cloudy, and then all of a sudden you've got the wrong lens.
No.
It's easy to pop out.
Well, or, you know, for golfing, I can use the one lens for all lighting conditions.
Okay.
Because it'll change depending on the lighting
conditions. That's right. I've got one of those, too.
Yeah.
So I'm usually looking in the woods for my ball, you know.
So no, when I was talking about changing.
I know. It's a little more shaded in there. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what's nice about using a brown lens on the golf course versus a gray.
Okay.
Gray is the worst lens to golf with because all it does is darken the shadows. And that's typically where your ball seems to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the shadows.
Sure.
And with the brown lens, you can still pick it out.
Now, another thing you talked about, and we'll just kind of call this sports eyewear, and of course right now skiing, snowboarding's in full swing and all that, and we were just talking about, you know, you sell the whole goggle apparatus with everything, but a lot of people have goggles they like, and so you've got something now where you can help them keep their own goggle but then help them see better.
Yeah, this came out new for 2019. It's kind of a universal adapter that I can fit into most ski goggles. You'll need to bring your ski goggle in to make sure it fits. But it's got a large field of view versus a lot of the ones that were made specifically for a specific goggle had a very small field of view.
Okay.
But these were made large. They fit into a lot of different types of goggles, and it really gives you a nice field of view for skiing.
Wow. And that brings up an important thing, and probably most people wear some type of eyewear skiing, I hope, but man, you've talked about before, the sun reflecting against snow can be dangerous.
Yeah, you can get snow blindness and that type of thing. So no, you need to wear protective eyewear when you're skiing, but a lot of people got a prescription.
Right.
You know, and they got these cool goggles, but they can't see out of them, or they're trying to fit their glasses in there and this kind of stuff. Now, at least I have an option for them.
Right. And by the way, you can follow Stack Optical Service on Facebook. They always post a lot of cool things. And get in for this eye exam, though, and usually say, I mean, after a certain age, is it yearly, or what do you
After 50, I would go in yearly.
Okay.
You know.
And for $69, just to get that peace of mind, everything's
exactly,
good.
Exactly. It's
cool.
Not that expensive, and it's a full eye exam.
Right. Now, when the doctor is going through things, and you talk about pressures, that he's testing those pressures, that's that little puff.
That's the puff
thing
of air
that he does.
Right.
And what is he looking for in there, how that eye reacts to pressure?
Yeah, well, he can actually check the pressure inside the eye with that puff.
Okay.
And if he starts seeing high pressures, then he's going to look at different things. We'll dilate you, and then he'll look inside the eye and see what the optic disc looks like. And, you know, if that doesn't look right, then he'll refer you on to an ophthalmologist. There's a lot of different things besides just drops to put you on if you do have beginning glaucoma.
Okay.
They also do lasers to relieve the pressure. There's a lot of different things that can be done, but you got to catch it early.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of getting these yearly eye exams.
And the right diagnosis by a doctor.
Right.
I really want to stress that as well. And you handle contact. I mean, we talk about glass all the time, but mm-hmm. you contacts. Uh-huh. I mean, you're a one-stop shop.
There you go.
Yeah. For all that. And again, Alan can help you with the Stack Sports Pack. And we'll mention this real quick. If you are into shooting and hunting or just shooting, maybe target practice and all, when you call and you want to do the eye exam or meet with Alan about getting the Stack Sports Pack for shooting, when you call, just make sure and you mention that you'd like to see Alan, because Alan, you do allow them to bring a firearm in because that helps you figure out exactly.
Just bring
how
it in
to
unloaded.
Yeah. Double check it twice for sure. And because that does help you see where's the best place to place that corrective part in the lens.
Exactly.
Correct?
exactly. I used kind of an upside-down bifocal just to allow you to be able to see your front sight, and the bottom part is your distance. And when you bring in your weapon, and then I can go ahead and find out where the best place to put that.
Okay.
That segment.
Right. And, you know, most of us like, when all the whole Obamacare came out and all the things, one of the big things, hey, you can keep your doctor. And you know what? We all like having that one person that we really have confidence in when it comes to our health. And I'm telling you, don't just run around and look for, $19 glasses on stuff. You're like me. I did that for years and ended up spending probably more than I would have just getting good glasses from Stack Optical. But you've got a doctor there that does exams, that gets to know you. Alan, of course, takes care of you. And to do this, Alan, since your dad started in 1968 and then, since you started doing it in the 70s, I mean, a lot of places have gone in and out of business. And you know what? Your customer service is stellar with your clients, because they not only came, now they're bringing their kids and their kids and their kids, and it's really a family tradition, Stack Optical.
Exactly, and it's not just the service, but also the constant research on products. I'm only using the best products. I mean, I can still do a complete pair of glasses for under $100.
Right.
For single vision, and it's still a decent quality frame and lens.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's the thing is, you've got to have the value there. You got to have a good quality product as well as the service.
And then the driving lens, too, because I'm telling you, man, a lot of cars, I get people, I got a 2018 Silverado, and it's got these, the headlights are bright, and people are flashing at me like they're on bright, and they're not. But there's nothing more, it can get you just disheveled a little bit driving at night and glare of lights
and you see a lot of this stuff in the back of magazines. Oh, get these yellow lenses for night driving and so forth. You're cutting down part of the light getting to the eye. You're not going to see as well. It seems like it's brighter, but you're not seeing as well. Most people, when you talk about night driving, well, they have a little correction. Mm. If you make that correction and put a good anti-reflective coating on it, there's a pair of night driving glasses for you. You'll really notice a difference.
Right. And that's what we say at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. Give them a call, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Again, their location is 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Repairs, eye exam, they got the sports eyewear all covered. Hey, if you're into skiing, go by and check it out and let Alan show you how he can help you see better and really enhance that activity. And also the Stack Sports Pack. So if you're into hunting, shooting, golf, all that, the Stack Sports Pack may be just a thing for you. And as I mentioned, follow them on Facebook, Stack Optical Service. And folks, they've been doing this since 1968. We use Alan here at the station. Several people have, and boy, it's just been great. So looking for great service, great quality care for your eyes, check out Stack Optical. Alan, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
And most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.